Wednesday night, end of day of the Tourway, Rabbi Motti Posen.
Okay, so the title of the shiur, as Moshe showed me very nicely, Four Shailas and Boyer. Now, Boyer really is the most important thing for every person to know, to study, to learn, to remember, and to explain to all members of your household. Because Boyer, I think, is the only melacha on Shabbos that applies to men, women, boys and girls, all the same. It's the only melacha on Shabbos that every time a person comes into a shaila of Boyer, you deal with their derisas. Bishul, most shailas are drabonon. Most shailas, bichlal, usually drabonon. Not always, but many shailas are drabonon. Boyer is always deraisa. It's the only shaila where it comes across everything you touch, where it's food, clothes, books, games, newspapers, hats, shoes, cufflinks, ties, wherever you go, sweets, fruit, chocolates, challahs, freezer, fridge, anything you open, anything you touch. On Shabbos, boyer. The first thing, red light should be flashing in your head, boyer. And it's so common, and always as deraisa, you should be shaking with pachat, as we say, lefono na'avoid, b'yero ha'pachat, we take our pachat on Shabbos. Any wrong move, you're out, you're dead. One wrong thing, you open the fridge, it could be, that's it, the end of your life. You open the freezer, boom, it's over. Your chorus can kick in at any moment. You'd be so scared. You see some people, they're shaking. I was actually at a simcha, and the waiter, the goyish waiter, on a regular Tuesday afternoon, he was clearing away the cakes, and there was a Tam Chochan, and he asked me, he's doing boyer. I said, yeah, it's Tuesday afternoon. He said, no, but look, that's boyer. He had so ingrained in his head that he was shaking, like he was separating the cakes, this okay, and this box, this type, and that box. It was part of his life to a point that he really had lefon of navoid, b'yiru ha'fachat, he was worried, this is boyer. Boyer is the most common malacha, it's every time. No, boyer is in the past, the siddur of the past, when they made the bread, they took out all the bits of rubbish they got trapped in, so they have just the fine wheat. Yeah, after they done merakit, through you got the first 10 malachas, chariz rea, kuz, b'ham, adash, lach, boyer, teichin, all the way to bishul, and then you got boyer in the siddur of the past. Now, there's four shailas which are brilliant shailas. They're very negeah. They also make great conversation because they're very interesting. And I wrote without answers. Now, to copy, you'll find answers. You look around. I don't mean there's no answer. Bichlal, I mean there's no easy, straightforward answer. The first shaila, we'll start with very, very easy one. I was by Hashem Zacha, and they were still laying out. It was running a bit late. And everyone was coming in already, and they were putting out the food. And they had a divider container, you know these divider containers with four compartments on the table. And the barabos came with a big bag of pick-a-mix. Pick-a-mix. And he wanted to put the red sweets in this compartment, the green sweets in that compartment, the yellow ones in this compartment, and the blue ones in this compartment. Is that boyer on Shabbos or not? Oh. So, the first question is there any psoilus? There are many rishonim, Tosfos baskets like this, that there's no psoilas, it's bichlal no boyer, mutin gansam. There's quite a few rishonim, the Prima Gordon brings it. Lamais HaMishbura is not thrilled about it, but there are poskim who make already with this. Why? It's bichlal no boyer. Boyer is you've got, I do want and I don't want. This, I want everything. So it could be this bichlal no boyer. Even if you want to say, separating like that is boyer, even if you don't get like this, with other rishonim, here, this is the weakest of all four shailas, because lechor is mutza, firstly for that. And secondly, it could be any mutza, why? Because I'm separating now for what I want. I want the blue, I want the green, I want the yellow, I want all four. It's like if I've got two people, he wants the Amidiyah and he wants the Mishpachas. So I go like this, and it'll be Taruf, so I pull it out and give one to each. Why would that be boyer? They both want what I'm giving. Here too, the guests are arriving. You're allowed to boyer if it's for immediate use. I'm separating A from B. In fact, it's A, B, C, and D, four colors here. But it's all for now, for immediate use. I want to put it on the table now. Just like when I dug into the cupboard and I pulled out the crisps to put on the table. And I dug into the freezer and pulled out the cakes to put on the table. Right, so here it's good, 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 good. All four, all you want. Yeah. So this is a very simple shiloh. Yeah, this is a very simple shiloh. Yeah. Here, you're not really, it's no good and bad. You're separating four things. I think, yeah, I'm moving away all four. Red, yellow, green, blue, yeah. So I'm really chucking out all different directions. But ultimately, I want all four. So that's the first shaila. L'chair is muta. There's a good, yeah, this was Mamasham Zach was up and running. It's Mamasham Chlosuda. The Gerd has Mutter. But that's quite a simple one. Now you get the much better Shaila. When you have, like I do, a family of fussy eaters, and this one doesn't like cucumbers, this one doesn't like tomatoes, this one doesn't like, but everyone's got their preferences. They don't like carrots, he does like carrots. So, comes to the meal, and you take salad on your plate. And oh no, calamity of calamities, in lands on your plate, a tomato, and you don't like tomatoes. Now, you go around the table, many people, and they all like tomatoes. So, I want to give my tomato to someone else. There's really four options. First option is, and the best option, but it's Bechlando Shaila, I say, Yankel, you like tomatoes? And I love tomatoes. I say, brilliant. Off you go, take the tomato off my plate. Why is that mutter? Because he wants the tomato. Now, if I, the other extreme, I take the tomato off the plate, and I put it down, and I say, if anyone wants, they can have it. The chayu that straight up also. The fact someone might want it, that doesn't help me. I did a myself removing from my plate. I took it, I do not want it. Later, your uncle comes and eats it, that's great. But I did boir it. The boir didn't change from the fact he ate it. I took it off, put it to the side. Now, there's two middle stages. I don't know why it's a proper boir situation. The shaila is, when I take it out, what am I doing? So, there's two middle stages. The first middle stage is, I say, who wants my tomato? And your uncle says, I love tomatoes. And I take off my plate and give it to him. Now, what am I doing? Am I doing a maisa siluk? Am I removing tomato because I don't want it? Or am I giving a tomato to him? See, I told you, it makes great conversation. He says yes, he says no. Do I say, I'm taking out because I don't want it, but he wants it? They say, here's the two stardom. No, so now, there's really two types. One type is, I know everyone loves tomatoes in this room, besides me. So I pick up and say, who wants it? So that's a little bit worse. If I pick up, after I've confirmed with you, you want it, and I say, you want it here? Oh. Whereas I say, who wants it? It's a little bit worse. Now, which one's more, which one's also? So what do you mean, therefore what? No, the minute you lift up, the minute you lift up, because you don't want it, gives them barrel. But if he wants it, no, too late. The minute it's out, you've erased the confusion of a tarus. Tarus is a mixture. There's no mixture. There's that and there's this. There's two things. The mixture. The malach has been done.
But of course, my mom eats it. Is that okay then?
Oh, so it depends. So if you eat it, the poison is because why was I do burr by mistake? I take a fork and oh, I've got one ready. Now what? So have you done it, yes, sir? So they say you should use it. So if you do eat it, it could be the mafreya, you sort it out. But lambs, if you're not eating it, this is chayvul, this is dangerous. This thing will kill me, I'm not eating it. Now what? When I remove it and I give it to you, what am I doing? And again, like I said, if you come from a family of fussy eaters, this happens very often, and I take it out and I give it to you, am I removing from my plate or am I giving to your plate? That's the shaila. And as we said, no real answer. I'm going to leave it as a question. The two extremes are for sure mutter and asa. If you take it from my plate, for sure mutter. If I take it off and put it down and then you take it, for sure asa. There's two middle stages. One is where I ask you, want it? And I say, here you go. And one is where I say, who wants it? But I know someone wants it. Right? It's a jelly bean and a bunch of kids. You sure it's going to be taken? But when I took it off, why did I take it off? Because I didn't want it. Well, that's a little bit different. Well, it's a little bit different because it's more of the same thing. That may not be as a rules. But that's the shaila here. The best, so again, the best is tell the guy you want it, off you go, you take it. Okay. Now, if all our shaila was bad, the next one's even better. Someone had the shaila. He had, I hope there's no woman in the room because this shaila is a little bit eclectic. He had a piece of kugel, and in the kugel was a hair. How did he know? Don't repeat this at home. Now, normally you've got the hair in the kugel, that'll be a strip. Taruvas, there's no shaila, pull it out. Chayv koris, that's it, we chuck you off the roof. However, this shaila is a bit different. It gets more gruesome. It was a long hair. Now, half there, this is the kugel, let's make it very visual. Here's the kugel with the hair in. There was a long piece coming out. So, half the hair is the taruvas. I don't know where it is, I can't. I have to dissect the whole thing, just burn it. Half the was out. It was like a handle. It was a get out of jail free card. You know, I just pull, and out it comes. You find some, you can lick it. Now, how do you view this? Do you say there's a taruvus in the kukul? There's a mixture, and by pulling out, there's an isder aisa, chiv koris, chiv skila. We say no. The whole thing of taruvus is I don't know where to start. So, taking out here, I've got a nice piece. I've got a handle. Avad, we're not looking for eitzes, we're looking for halacha. What's the halacha? Hey, Avad is eitzes, but what's the halacha? Is this a halacha of boyers? Sorry? No, the hair clearly is bad. No one wants it. If it's not bad, leave it in and eat it. Yeah, there's loads of eitzes. But without eitzes, do you say it's not boyer? Have a rip cord that will pull it out and will solve the whole problem.
Is it boyer with two items?
Well, two items are intermingled, there will be boyer, and here it's completely intermingled. I don't know where to start. The only thing is, I've got a special. Oh, so do you say that? So you say I'm pulling this. The extra piece is bichlal no boyer. It's completely individual to the kugel. So you take it out. Or you say no. You are letting the taruvus undo itself. Well, the boyer is when you've got a rubus and I'm doing. When you've got an easy way out, then I don't need to start messing with the goggles. I pulled this piece over here, all the way over here is a long hair. So over here, what's boyer, what's tarubus? I'm pulling this out, and that undoes the knot. But I'm not busy with the thing out. You're removing the psoiles, but I'm not. What I'm dealing with is not tarubus. Tarubus is here, and over here. I haven't got tarubus, I've got a hair. No, that's because it's all inside. Here I've got a long piece coming out. Ooh, if it's protruding quite a lot, it would be a similar shayla. So I was talking to two different rabbonim in town about this. Someone else, different rabbonim, people have been busy with the shayla for a few days. It's very, very unclear. One brother wanted to say that you're not dealing with this. I'm completely removed from the tarot. I'm over here, no problem. So the cash on him is, you know, I'll give you a better idea. No, what I'm saying is I'm not taking psoilis out. I haven't got a mixture in front of me. When I'm here, I've got a mixture. And I'm pulling the hair. Yeah, I haven't got a mixture. I've got something which is clearly visible. It's not...
Same,
yeah, the part I'm dealing with is completely visible, not mixed up. Right, but what I'm dealing with visible. So you want to say it should be mutter? Now, the problem with that is like this. So someone says to Rav, I'll tell you what, better shayla. I have my back to my tomato I don't like. So to dig out is clearly also. I'll tell you what, I'll take my fork and I'll dig it in. That's mutter? That's mutter. Now I've got a handle. Haha. Pull it out. If you're going to tell me the hair's mutter, this is the same thing. Yeah. I've got a big handle now. I've got my get out of jail free card. Yeah, oh, I'm out.
No, that's an extension to your hand.
Oh, do you say that? I would say, I'm dealing with the handle. I don't know what's at the end. Good Jaila. Good Jaila.
No.
Why not? You both say no, but you say what you say also. The other argument is that no, it's still going to be also because you're undoing, like you say, you're undoing what's inside. Now you have to deal with the chiv koris. If you get it wrong, you're dead. Would you do it? I tell you, halatat is mutar. And it depends how much your life's worth. I don't know. People are doing all sorts of risks in their lives in the last year. I don't know what they're doing. Really, if this was medication, I tell you, you pull out the wrong medication, you're gone. I don't know, I think you think twice. I don't know, maybe not, maybe you're very calm, I don't know. That's the next shayla. I think it's a great shayla. And again, it's how you frame and how you view the shayla. Do you? Someone said, better, you know what? I've got a spoon in my chalant. So what's below the chalant surface is like the hair that's mixed up, and the rest of the spoon is like the handle. So I can never take a bowl, I can never take a spoon out of my chalant. I've got half the spoon in the chalant, half the handle, and the handle out. It's the same shayla. If you're going to say that's also, does it make sense?
Is it going to hold the hair and move the chalant away?
And by the way, just put it down. So that's very likely is mutter. These are eitzes. Yeah, because that, again, you take what you want. different eitzes. But the there's loads of eitzes. You can cut away the piece. If you pull the oichel towards you, that's also yeah. Then because we always view what's moving as what as the thing that you've been worried to. No, you just cut that whole piece away. That's fine. Or you hold the hair down and pull the kugel away, and then you're good to go. There's the options. Hold it, and you're not pulling the hair out. You're putting the kugel away. But those are all eitzes. As they always say, you know, someone told me, he called the Rav, I asked the Rav what brachas is. Rav said, you know what, make a mezonos, eitz, adama, shahakel, agofen, all the brachas in the world. He said, no, for that, because that's my wife. I called you, I don't know, what's the halacha? So the reason why the guy is wrong is because many times, you'll find Shulchan Aruch, he says, it's a problem, and there's no eitz, so have two brachas and patch it. Shulchan Aruch tells you the halacha is, it's a sofik. There's not always a solution. But, eitz we don't want, what's the halacha in such a case? What's the answer? Is it bor to pull it out? That's the shayla. What was the full shayla? Oh, the full shayla is again, it's not as exciting. More simple shayla. I've got in front of me jelly beans and crisps, all mixed up. Now, unless you are younger than most people in this room, you don't like jelly beans and crisps mixed up. You like jelly beans and you like crisps because you're still quite young. You like it separate. Can I take the... I want to have crisps first, because I don't want can't be full shackle. I like it all, but I don't want it together. If it's together, it's disaster. It's arufus. It's the worst thing for me. I like crisps, and then jelly beans. So, as it's standing now, it's arufus. But it's not really arufus. There's no psoilus. I'm going to eat it all. Within 5 minutes from now, this bowl will be devoured completely. Sorry? Oh, so when I look at it together, it's arufus. But you can't call it psoilus, I'm going to eat it. So what's that halacha nu? Oh, so this is a veltz machlokes. Ramosha's father, I remember, Ramosha's the mekel. The problem is, I bought haruvos and I don't want 50% of it now.
But you can't eat everything in one go.
No, if I'm eating everything, and I don't care, I'll eat this, I'll eat this. But I have a kapeta. The jelly beans to me now, if you don't do the jelly beans now, I can't eat anything. No, I want to remove the jelly beans. I want to remove the jelly beans.
The
it's not really bad. Yeah. Oh. So right now, normally Boris, I've got tarovas, and I'm stuck. This thing is useless. It's a mixture. I can't do anything with it. So this is useless. This is useless. I don't eat it. If you leave it like this, I'm not eating it. But tarovas also means that some of it is mamish rubbish. It goes in the bin. This, I'm going to eat all of it, just in two stages. How do you view it? Do you say this is tarovas and this is a problem to take out psoilis? We say no, it's oichal. So I prefer to have this first and that later. No. Oh, so we have a yes or no again. This is great. Every child who has machlokes across the room, this is brilliant. So this is a machlokes. No, by the other hand, boyer. Every block on Shabbos, I'm doing something, I'm changing something. What are you changing in Boyer? I've got a bowl which should go in the bin. The way it goes in the bin, I don't want to do it. And Boyer is, I'm avoiding that, I'm being massacring it. I'm sorting out the problem. So here, this bowl is a tarubas. Now I've got a problem. This bowl is useless to me. When you take out the jelly beans, it goes up in value, it's now useful. Or do you say, like you're saying, I'm just playing devil's advocate. Do you say the other way? So this is the last shayla. This is against machlokes. I don't remember who says what. I checked up very quickly before I came, just to check the names. As far as I remember, Ramosha's Mekel. And I can't remember, there was another big poisik who was Machmeh. But again, if it's Negev, then check in, because I'm not saying clearly the names. I came really to say the shayla shaboy. It's an interesting shayla. How do you view this? Do you view this? Oh, this. Okay.
Is that? Is it? Oh, no.